For this Monday, January 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting on. We start with some news on the west side of Evansville as big changes are coming to the West Lloyd Expressway. Officials say crews have finished work on the north side of the roadway around Barker Avenue, marking the halfway point of the project. With that portion complete, traffic will soon shift onto the newly finished lanes so work can begin on the lanes currently in use. Officials say they're wrapping up final details before making the switch, which is expected sometime this week. The goal is Tuesday, but the change could happen early Wednesday. Drivers are being warned that it may take some time to adjust once the shift is made. This marks the second-to-last phase of the project. Once it's complete, crews will move on to the final phase, which includes adding a center median and converting the Lloyd and Red Bank intersection into a displaced left turn. Officials say while the changes may seem significant, the improvements are designed to increase safety and keep traffic moving more smoothly. The final phase is expected to begin this summer, with the entire project scheduled for completion by the end of 2026. Mount Vernon boys basketball had a game on Saturday at home with Pike Central, and the Wildcats won 56-37. Mount Vernon improves to 5-5 on the year. They play again this Friday at home versus Forest Park. Tonight, you can listen to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show from 5:30 until 6 on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey boys basketball also had a game on Saturday at home against Washington, and the Vikings picked up the win 57-48. It was North Posey's second victory of the season as they improved to 2-7 overall. The Vikings are home tomorrow evening to square off with Memorial. Tonight, North Posey girls basketball hits the road to Harrison. The JV game starts at 5:30 and the varsity game follows at 7 o'clock. The Vikings record is 8-7. You can listen to the game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon girls basketball did not play over the weekend, and they return to game action tomorrow night at South Spencer. The Wildcats are 7-10 on the season. Yesterday in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball lost their seventh straight game at home versus the Northern Iowa Panthers 62-48. AJ Casey had 17 points for UE, and Connor Turnbull chimed in with 12 points. The Purple Aces are 4-12 overall and 0-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They are back at home on Wednesday to take on the Murray State Racers. From the NFL on Sunday, it was Week 18 and the final week of the regular season. The Indianapolis Colts lost at the Houston Texans 38-30. The Colts finished the year losing their final seven games and ended with an 8-9 record. Riley Leonard made his first NFL start at quarterback for the Colts and went 21-34 passing for 270 yards. He threw two touchdowns and one interception. Indianapolis has missed the playoffs in five straight seasons. Colts owner Carly Ursay Gord announced after the game that head coach Shane Steichen and general manager Chris Ballard will return next year. The Chicago Bears lost at home to the Detroit Lions 19-16. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams went 20-33 passing for 212 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Chicago still finishes the regular season 11-6 and as the champions of the NFC North. They are the number two seed in the NFC playoffs and will play number seven seed Green Bay in the first round. The Green Bay Packers ended their season with a 16-3 loss at the Minnesota Vikings. Packers quarterback Jordan Love did not play in the game because Green Bay was already locked into the seventh seed for the playoffs. The Packers finished the regular season at 9-7-1. The Tennessee Titans ended their nightmare season with a 41-7 loss at the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Titans went 3-14, and they will have the number four overall pick in this year's NFL draft. Finishing up in the NBA yesterday, the Indiana Pacers lost their 12th straight game at the Orlando Magic 135-127. Pascal Siakam scored 34 points in the loss. Aaron Nesmith had 25 points, and Andrew Nembhard chimed in with 20 points and 11 assists. The Pacers are a woeful 6-30 on the season. They are back at home tomorrow night versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's news and sports for this Monday, January 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday and have a great week. Your weather forecast is next.